repetitive as an assembly line in a factory that's been open for 30 years, I keep moving. Each department has its own protocol on how these lines run, but with every year comes a new glitch. Now, these glitches may start off small, but over time, they continue to grow more internally and get harder and harder to fix. Naturally, as with anything else in life, once one thing gets fixed, something else breaks down. I call it the "what now?" ripple effect. Per the human mind, when stuff breaks down and you attempt to fix it, do you initially fix what the obvious problem is, or do you dig deeper to see what exactly caused this particular glitch? I know you're probably thinking, glitch? I mean, I don't know much about electrical issues, but tell me, what do you mean glitch? What is this glitch doing exactly? Or better yet, have you found out what the glitch is? Yes, I have. The glitch is me. I am the glitch. You are the glitch? Yeah, I am. Let me explain. You see, I get in the way of me, and it has everything but killed me. I do it so often sometimes, it happens before I even realize it's happening. I found that in order to put a stop to this and nip it in the bud, I have to literally make me come out of myself, take a look over and see what I am doing to me, what I am saying about me, and realize that all of this completely goes against the word of the Lord. Philippians 4:8 says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Now, during these times, I try to drown out the noise with scripture and songs of praise, but honestly, sometimes that doesn't even work. And I know the Holy Spirit dwells within me. I know that He speaks to me, and I know that He's delivered me. So how do I keep ending up here? And what troubles me about this entire thing is that I rack my brain constantly on how to stop it, and I still haven't come up with a solution. I pray without ceasing. I repeat the things God has taught me from the past times He's brought me out of this. But personally, I found the process in which I come out of this self-destructing trap just takes time. Time that I am completely and utterly fed up with. Can anyone out there feel my pain? It's like I'm against myself. Has anyone else felt this way before? I mean, how is it that the same me that wants to see me prosper and grow turns into this stubborn, sad puddle of emotions that talks so bad to and about me? Then I read scriptures like Psalms 139:17, and it breaks me down. It says, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They can't be numbered." Truthfully, I read, see, and hear how God loves me daily. Yet, these mental and emotional events still take place. Expressing these sentiments right now still feels lost in translation. It's mind-blowing that in these particular instances, I know better, and it feels like it's impossible to do better. If you've been here before, or you're actually experiencing this right now, please allow me the chance to tell you, you are not alone. If you're anything like me, you've asked yourself, is this really the devil playing tricks on my mind? Or is this me shaking my very own bridge, breaking the link in my own chain? Am I causing the very glitch that's corrupting my own nervous system? Self-inflicted? Maybe? Possibly? Probably. But I don't do it intentionally. It's like it grabs me so fast, I can't get the grip I need to resist. In my transparency, let me encourage us both. God loves us, and there is nothing we can do about it. In spite of ourselves, He loves every bit of us. And because we know His love is everlasting and unconditional, this should make us try harder and keep trying. As with several other instances that I can think of off the top of my head, like holiness, love, and God Himself, God doesn't want us to give up on ourselves. We are not lost causes. Just like with praying, we should hope without ceasing. Our whole hope and faith should continually be in God, and He gives us the instructions on how to speak to the mountain and tell it to move. Oh, you didn't know you could be a mountain? Well, let me be the one to break it to you. You can be, and probably are, a mountain in your life. Matthew 17 and 20 says that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we could speak to the mountain and tell it to move from here to there. I'll reiterate this saying that I've gotten from Jonathan McReynolds. The devil learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. So, although some things are an all-out attack on us per the devil, sometimes his weapon of choice is for us to attack ourselves. In knowing this, let's be the change that the devil can't stand. This bit of knowledge can be used as power to rebuke the devil and maybe even ourselves. Oh, trust me, I'm talking to Alexis on this one also. I'm praying for us both. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. This was Personally, This is Personal podcast with Alexis Bilbrew.